Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk about nostalgia. Brought it right back for us.
Welcome to I Tell My Husband the News. I'm Shannon Ray Green, a journalist at USA Today. Each week, I catch my husband up on all the stories he may have missed. He doesn't really like to read or watch the news, so I'm pretty much his sole news source. It's a big responsibility. My husband, Dusty Terrell, is a local comedian in the Washington, D.C. area. Thanks for being here, Dusty.
Thanks for having me, Shannon.
Hey, Dusty.
Hey, Shannon. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. How was your weekend?
It was lovely. We just got to veg out.
That's right. We ran some errands and just kind of relaxed. It was nice.
Yeah.
It's my favorite thing about wintertime is just nobody's doing anything. They're just cold and in their homes.
Yeah. I appreciate it, too.
Well, one person's doing something. We got a new 5-star review from M. Loud. They said that they were on a jog and were listening to our podcast and tried to laugh at a joke but was out of breath, so they almost died. So I'm glad that they didn't.
Yeah, but I get what they're saying with the show is so funny, it can be dangerous.
It's not the first person I've choked with my comedy.
What? I don't think that's a good thing. Yeah, so we're really thankful to anyone who's taken the time over the many years to write us a review.
Yeah, thanks. You can also tweet us. I'm at Dusty Terrell.
I'm at Shannon Ray Green.
And you can email us at itellmyhusbandthenews@usatoday.com.
It's a nostalgia play. Pricey, foldable Motorola Razr goes on pre-sale at Verizon and Walmart.
My phone works fine. I don't need a new one.
You just got a new one.
Yeah, it's fairly new.
I just had a new ding, my first ding on my new phone.
Oh, I'm surprised just one. I've seen you drop it multiple times.
I know. And you haven't seen all the times either, too. This was written by my colleague Edward C. Baig for USA Today. He writes, a sexy phone of yesteryear is about to hit the comeback trail. The Motorola Razr went on pre-sale in North America yesterday, exclusively at Verizon, Walmart, and at Motorola.com. It'll be in stores on February 6th. In its heyday, circa the mid-2000s, Motorola's clamshell became a fashionista status symbol. This latest version, available for a whopping $1,499.99 outright, or $62.49 monthly over 2 years, is a foldable screen Android handset that was showcased at a media event in Los Angeles in November. In coming out with the bendable design, Motorola, which is now owned by China's Lenovo, is following the lead of the rival Samsung Galaxy Fold and trying to kickstart the intriguing, albeit unproven, market for such foldable phones. The main 6.2-inch internal display on Razr seamlessly bends in half, revealing a 2.7-inch touchscreen outer display on which you can view notifications, control music, or snap selfies. Razr has a 16-megapixel camera and night vision mode for capturing images in dim light, an in-vogue feature among premium smartphones. But whether nostalgia and foldable sell is an open question.
16-megapixel camera.
And night vision mode, too.
I think my original Razr had maybe just 16 pixels.
I had a Razr, too. I wonder if I ever would have called myself an in-vogue fashionista. Or a status symbol.
I never would have called you that. I'm pretty sure I had a Razr when we met, and then for a long time after that.
Yeah. We were the weirdos who didn't have a smartphone for so long.
Yeah, no, I'm very cheap, as frequent listeners of this podcast would know, and I was reluctant to pay the upgrade fee for a smartphone, but now that I have one, I can't live without it.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm nostalgic for the Razer, but do you think I could get premium dollars for my old Razer? I might still have it in the house somewhere.
Oh my gosh. Do you really think you have it somewhere?
Maybe.
Wow.
If you want to buy my old Razer for $1,000, please tweet me at Dusty Terrell.
I don't think you're going to get any takers there.
I don't feel that nostalgic for the Razer. But you let me know when they come out with a brand new Nokia phone with Snake on it.
This photo caption says that Nokia's attempted to tap nostalgia with a reboot of its iconic 3310 phone.
So they did try to do it? Gimme. I'm interested to see how this foldable screen looks. But I think I could just see it once and then go about my day. I don't think I need to own it.
Mm. Yeah, it's interesting because the write-up about the when they had a showcasing event in back in November, the headline was, "The Motorola Razr is officially back with the latest tech, but it's way more expensive." That was the takeaway.
Yeah, I remember. That's what I'm nostalgic for, is the good old days when phones would cost like $100.
Yeah.
Oh, man, those were great times. I remember the background I had on my Razer was a very pixelated picture I took at Coachella. I think you could just see some, like, blobby pinks and greens.
Yeah. What's the point of even having that digital image at all?
I think I still have it somewhere. I think I saved it on a computer or something.
Man. It is interesting because the fact that it folds allows you to slam a phone down when you're done with a phone call.
Ooh, I do miss doing that.
Yeah.
I'm done talking to you. Snap.
Yep. Do you think that foldable phones are on the cusp of a renaissance?
I did 20 years ago.
It just seems like $1,500 seems like too high of a price.
Way too high.
A new discovery may lead to one-size-fits-all cancer treatment one day, researchers say.
I'm excited.
This was written by my colleague Ryan W. Miller. He writes, "A team of researchers in the United Kingdom discovered a new type of immune cell that they say could one day be used as a one-size-fits-all therapy for most cancers. Scientists at Cardiff University say they've found a T cell with a new type of receptor that can recognize and kill most cancers. Their findings were published in the peer-reviewed journal Nature Immunology last Monday. The discovery has not yet been tested in patients, but study author Andrew Sewell called it, quote, an exciting new frontier. He said more in a statement, saying, quote, we hope this new T-cell receptor may provide us with a different route to target and destroy a wide range of cancers in all individuals, unquote. Experts in the field not involved in the study were cautiously optimistic about the results. Dr. Marcel Vandenbrink, a medical oncologist at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, called the discovery, quote, a very nice step forward, unquote, but said more work is needed before determining whether the research could lead to results for patients. He also said, quote, it's very early in the process to figure out if this pathway, if these types of T cells really could be used as a way to control cancer, unquote. To treat cancer, doctors have employed surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation therapy for years. But adoptive cell transfer is an immunotherapy treatment that has rapidly emerged in recent years, according to the National Cancer Institute. Adoptive cell transfer relies on collecting and using patients' own immune cells to treat their cancer, the Institute says. And CAR-T cell therapy, one type of adoptive cell transfer, has advanced the most in clinical trials, with the FDA approving its use in some cases, according to the National Cancer Institute. The researchers at Cardiff compared their discovery to CAR-T cell therapy, but said it could one day be used in more types of cancer. Under these new therapies, doctors remove patients' T cells, genetically modify them, and return them to patients' blood in order to attack cancer cells. The T cells scan the surfaces of other cells to determine which ones are cancerous, but this process is highly individualized and treatments are limited to certain types of cancer. That's because it relies on a cell surface molecule called human leukocyte antigen, which varies among patients. However, the Cardiff researchers say they uncovered a unique T-cell receptor that can find the molecule MR1, which does not vary among people. During lab testing, the team says the T-cells were able to kill a host of cancers, including lung, skin, blood, colon, breast, bone, prostate, ovarian, kidney, and cervical cancer cells. Healthy cells were not killed during lab tests. The researchers also said that testing within mice with human cancer also showed promising results. Vandenbrink said researchers still need to determine what exactly the T-cell receptors are detecting on the MR1 and whether that's specific to cancer cells. He said, quote, "If it's found on normal and cancer cells, then you can't really develop this as a therapy," unquote. Still, the overall field of studying how T-cells kill cancer cells has been among the most promising areas of cancer research in recent years, he said. It can only be a matter of years before determining if the research will lead to results in patients, given how growing of a field it is. He said, quote, "We can use the T cells as living drugs to kill cancer, which is an amazing step," unquote.
Well, this is fantastic news, Shannon.
Yeah. But so much more research needs to be done.
Now, I'm already counting on it. I'm sold. Seems like they got this figured out. We can all stop worrying about cancer now, right?
If only that were true. Yeah, it's stories like these that make me feel really hopeful about science and about our ability to figure things out. Any achievements in cancer research makes me so thrilled and wanting to say, take that, cancer.
Cancer is such a jerk of a disease as well, because it's just like, it's just your body doing bad. It's just, so it just seems like you should be able to say, hey, stop that. Stop growing all these cells you can't use.
Right. It seems interesting to consider that something in someone's body could help identify and find these parts that are not working properly.
I like that as a solution. Instead of finding some sort of alien substance to inject into my body, just put other parts of my body into other parts. I like it. Let's do it.
Yeah. And that's what this doctor was also saying, Dr. Vandenbrink. You know, does everybody have these T cells? Are there certain people who don't have the cells that are needed? So I think it is smart to be cautiously optimistic about it. But hopefully we have the cure inside of us all. Wouldn't that be incredible?
I think I probably have a bunch of Mr. T cells in my body. I can hear him swimming around in there just saying, "I pity the fool."
Yeah, I mean, cancers are real full.
I pity the cancer fool.
Yeah. Talk about nostalgia. Mm-hmm. Brought it right back for us.
And last today, we've got the lightning fast headline roundup. Does Dusty care about these stories in the slightest? Here we go.
Prince William gets a new title from Queen Elizabeth amid Prince Harry, Duchess Meghan exit.
Is that title favorite new grandson?
Oprah Winfrey supports Harry and Meghan's royal exit 1,000%.
I would support it too if I cared.
Tinder adds a panic button for when dates go horribly wrong.
Seems like that button probably get hit too often. They should have just gone the other way and added a button for when dates go right.
Who says exits can't make great roommates? Amy Schumer's ex says he lives with her and her husband.
Weird. I'm glad we don't live with any of our exes, but also I'm just kind of glad we don't live with anybody else.
Me too. Your oven door is probably dirtier than your toilet seat.
When there are headlines like that, they just mean there's more various types of bacteria on it, but I've never pooped on my oven door before, Shannon. I think I'll take my chances.
Well, How about you stop pooping on the toilet seat? Amazon and Google personal assistants can handle more chores. Just ask them.
You let me know when they can clean the bathroom, Shannon, and then I'll be interested.
Using an Apple Watch at the gym could pay off, or pay off the cost of the gym.
This may be hard to believe, Shannon, but the cost of gyms are not the reason why I don't go to gyms.
Not surprised. Is Apple planning to launch a cheaper iPhone?
They ought to.
Learn from Jeff Bezos how to thwart hackers.
I'm much more interested in learning from Jeff Bezos how to make millions of dollars.
Americans got billions more robocalls in 2019.
I think I might have got billions more in 2019.
Google Maps or Waze, which one is better?
I like me some Google Maps.
Because you never got on board the Waze craze?
Yeah, I have not that much experience with Waze, so maybe I'm not the best person to ask, but Google Maps all the way.
There are crazy deals on TVs for the Super Bowl.
I do need a bigger, better TV, Shannon.
You always say that. Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl?
I think the Cardinals are going to win. Are they in it?
They're not in it.
Well, that's too bad.
Oh.
I guess it'd be fun to see the Chiefs win. I guess. I don't really care.
Next week on I Tell My Husband the News. Well, I don't know. It hasn't happened yet. That's why it's called the news.
I Tell My Husband the News as part of the USA Today podcast network. New episodes come out every Monday. If you want to check out other podcasts from all across the USA Today network, just go to podcasts.usatoday.com or find them wherever you listen to podcasts like Stitcher, SoundCloud, or Apple Podcasts. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.